League Broadcasting Company. Sporting News
Flash. I'm Rob Bushka. The Bombers and Fightin' Phils Wednesday night, Game 6, as the Yankees can win their first World Series title since 2000. 27th overall, Yanks skipper Joe Girardi says Andy Pettit's our guy, even on 3 days rest.
How you feel? And he said he felt great. So, you know, it doesn't take more than that. I mean, this is something that we talked about, and we're still very comfortable doing it, and he's our guy tomorrow.
The Phillies will counter with Pedro. 7:57 Eastern is your first pitch. Well, the World Series transcends all. Let's talk college football, and you can ask Alabama Crimson Tide coach Nick Saban. How does he prep for number 9 LSU?
And I think it's important that you focus on playing good ball. I mean, Joe Girardi said, close out the series, I want to play good baseball. Because how do you, what gives you the best chance to close out the series? Play the best baseball that you can play.
Mickey Andrews, Florida State's defensive coordinator since 1984, will retire at the end of the season. He's 68, was scheduled to talk with reporters later on today. For 47 years, it's been about me. Now it's time to be more about us, referring to his family. In the association, Memphis Grizzlies forward Rudy Gay will become a restricted free agent this summer after he and the team failed to strike a deal at Monday's deadline. That's according to the Memphis Commercial Appeal. NBA scoreboard, Cavs, they lead the Wizards, 78-73, end of the third. Bron Ron has 25. Nuggs, a dozen better than the Pacers, 85-73. Melo has 25. Magic edging Detroit, 44-41, 10 minutes left in the third. Nobody has even 10 points for the Magic. C's doing a number on the Sixers, 77-56, 9 minutes left in that one. Heat, 55-42 at the break over the Suns. Bucks, 39. Bulls, 23 in Chi-Town. 2 minutes left in the first. Lakers, 46-43 over the Thunder in the second. That's the latest Sporting News Flash.
Has your computer been slowing down? Are you having problems with your email? Or when you go to the internet, is your browser taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. We help people just like you with computer problems you can't fix. With one easy call, we can help you get your computer working the way you want it, speeding it back up, making sure you can send and receive emails, and making the internet fun again. You'll speak to a U.S.-based technician who knows what they're doing, who can usually fix your computer on the very first call. If your computer's been slowing down, you can't get your email to work, your internet's taking forever, or if you're not sure what's wrong, but your computer's just not working the way you want it, call My Computer Works, and we'll help you fast. Here's the number to call, 1-800-616-5040, 1-800-616-5040. Toll free, that's 1-800-616-5040.
You're listening to Sports Radio, 790 The Zone.
Georgia residential mortgage licensee.
Hey, have you ever had a little nervous, sort of bad feeling in your gut, like there's a big party going on and you aren't invited? Well, here's the deal. If you have an FHA mortgage and you haven't taken advantage of the government's latest FHA program, well, not only are you missing the party, your girlfriend might be there without you. Seriously, though, here's the deal. And by the way, this thing is so simple it's a joke. In fact, I'm shocked it's mortgage-related. If you have an FHA mortgage, Lenox Financial can streamline, refinance your mortgage, hopefully save you thousands of dollars, and we hardly need anything. We don't have to verify your income, and we won't. We don't care if you have a nickel. There's no asset verification on this thing. And the bonus, no appraisal required. Yep, no appraisal. But you got to move now. Don't blow it. As the economy recovers, rates are going to rise. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of Earth. Call Lenox Financial, 404-252-7252. That's Lenox Financial, 404-252-7252.
According to the EPA, your home's air could be 100 times more polluted than the air outside. This is David Pollack, and if you've read the paper or watched the news, you know about the approaching flu season. So when I found out that 50% of all illness are caused from the air you breathe in your home, I found a solution, and thanks to Peachtree Service Experts, this solution is free for the Zone listeners. Peachtree Service Experts, Atlanta's trusted name in heating and air, is offering a free 90-day indoor air quality trial with no initial charge. Call 770-949-4300, and someone will talk to you about the Dynamic Air Solutions product. Call 770-949-4300 or visit PeachtreeServiceExperts.com. What's up, guys? David Pollock. You think you can beat me at picking NFL games? Well, no, you can't. But if you want to try, go to 790thezone.com and the Peachtree Service Experts Beat Pollock game. The weekly prize is a mini big green egg, and just like the free 90-day trial, it's free to play.
On an all-new 24/7, Miguel Cotto and Manny Pacquiao face off with Max Kellerman.
You fought so many great fighters. You're the champion, and he's a challenger. You're perceived as one of the best fighters in the world, pound for pound. He's perceived as the best fighter in the world, pound for pound. So, ding, ding, round one. There's Manny Pacquiao in the other side of the ring. What is going through your mind?
I'm Miguel Cotto, you know. I know how to box. I know how to create good defense. You prepare enough to handle everything he can bring you.
Some people feel that Manny Pacquiao can blow you out in the early rounds. How do you respond to that?
We're going to capitalize every kind of mistake he can make in the fight.
24/7 Pacquiao Cotto. Saturday nights only on HBO.
Mark Richt, Terry Bowden, DeMarcus Ware, Jeff Foxworthy, and Mike Woodson and his Hawks. Catch them all anytime you want. Only at the BrandSmart USA Instant Replay page. Only at 790thezone.com.
Sporting News Radio.
The Monty Show.
The Monty Show is on Sporting News Radio.
Coming to you from the LifeLock Studios.
Now,
here's Monty.
Here's Monty.
The Monty Show is on Sporting News Radio. Good evening, America. 1-800-777-2907. What's up? How's it? Did you have a good day? I hope you did. I've had a spectacular day at work so far. Chris Johnson from the Titans was here. Keith Brooking from the Cowboys was here. Talk some college football. Matt Hayes, SportingNewsToday.com. College football insider. He'll join us in about 18 minutes. We got to talk about this Brandon Spikes thing. And did you know, somebody emailed me, Terry in Florida says, Monty, do you know if Brandon is related to Taquio? Yes, Brandon is Taquio's cousin. And Brandon's story is actually quite in-depth. He is, I think Brandon Spikes is the exact American story today of college football athletes, college basketball players. It just, to me, you come from a broken home. You come from a situation where your brother is in jail for capital murder. I mean, that's the kind of life that this guy has led. And when you read up on the story and you begin to look into who Brandon Spikes is, you kind of begin to wonder how this hasn't happened before. The kid, by all accounts, while he is a vicious, violent football player, Brandon Spikes is a good guy who got frustrated. And I am one of those who believe that Joja went after Spikes before Spikes went after Joja. I'm not saying he's justified, but I get it. We'll talk to Matt Hayes, SportingNewsToday.com, college football insider, in a bit. 1-800-777-2907. Having said that, I'm a little surprised that Spikes is only going to be out the first half of one football game. That seems a little light to me. He could have blinded somebody. And I think the interesting thing is this will all die down. The NCAA has accepted the punishment that Florida has levied. What punishment did Spikes get? I'm confused. He what? He got suspended for a game. And I heard a comparison on the radio this morning. What's worse, LeGarrette Blount or Brandon Spikes? I think it's Brandon Spikes by a mile, isn't it? I think it's Brandon Spikes by a mile. You don't reach into somebody's face mask and try to dislodge their eyeball. That's really not a good idea. By the way, it's not very sportsmanlike either. So if LeGarrette Blount nearly had his career ended by that, Spikes got two quarters of football? How does that work? Oh, by the way, on LeGarrette Blount as well, 1-800-777-2907, that they're going to allow him to play this weekend is ridiculous. Ridiculous. His career should be over. You don't punch a guy in the face and start a bar fight. That's basically what LeGarrette Blount did. He punched a guy in the face and almost caused a riot. So you said, okay, that's not what Oregon's about. It's over. His career is over.
He gone.
That's what you said. Only it's not. See, yeah, we're going to bring him back. That's not quite how this works. And I have a lot of respect for Oregon, Mike Bellotti, Chip Kelly, all the folks up there. But this is a mistake. This does not send a right message. And I believe, as we talked about in the first hour with Leonard Little, I believe in redemption. I believe in second chances. But I also believe that you have to be mature and you have to display contrition. You have to display that you understand the gravity of the crime and you understand that you have to change your life. I don't believe you can change your life in 6 weeks. You can't change who you are in 6 weeks. So based on what Oregon said, I think this was a mistake to reinstate him. Now, here is the other side of the argument, because I also agree that ending the kid's career was the wrong thing to do. That was not the right thing to do. I'm sorry. It was a heat of a moment. The kid got taunted. LeGarrette Blount got taunted by the Boise player, and he lost his cool. You don't end a kid's career for that. Brandon Spikes was far more, I think, out of line than LeGarrette Blount was. But that's just me. That's just me. I think when you are going to go up to a guy who just lost a football game like they lost to open their season, and you're going to be like, ha-ha, if you get jacked in the grill, that's your fault. If the guy tries to knock your teeth out, that's your fault. I don't feel sorry for the Boise kid. In fact, he got off easy. He didn't get in trouble. That was 2 months ago. So I see both sides of it. Your thoughts on that, 800-777-2907. Oh, by the way, the World Series, Game 6, tomorrow at Yankee Stadium. It's Andy Pettit. It's Petey Martinez. And I hope if there is a baseball god watching the World Series, even though it's November, which I think is an atrocity in itself, even though it's November, if there's a baseball god watching this game, I hope Pedro Martinez goes two-thirds of an inning and gives up 26 runs. Because I'm not a Petey Martinez fan, even a little bit. Even a little bit. I do not like Pedro. I never have, and I never will. He's an arrogant jerk. And frankly, again, I'm not a Yankee fan. I think you know where my allegiance lies.
Go Cubs!
But I hope they win. And I still might be the only guy on the planet rooting for the New York Yankees. I can't stand Pedro Martinez. I really can't. And if AARP isn't outside Yankee Stadium protesting Pedro Martinez for his elderly abuse of Don Zimmer several years ago, okay, I'm over the top now. But you get my point. I do not like Pedro Martinez at all. At all. And again, I hope he goes one-third of an inning and gives up 37 earned runs. And hopefully takes a line drive off the kneecap. But that's just me. I'm not bitter. I have no allegiances here. I'm a Cub fan, not a Yankee fan. I hope they win. Now, I'll also say this, 800-777-2907. The Yankees win the World Series, it will be in spite of Joe Girardi. Has anybody ever botched a pitching staff like Joe Girardi's botched this pitching staff? I mean, are you serious? Somebody tell Phil Koch he's not pitching batting practice. Will somebody tell A.J. Burnett that if you hang a curveball, maybe it shouldn't be to Chase Utley? I mean, I'm just saying.
I mean, again, not for nothing, and this is just me. This is just me speaking here. Little talk show host in my studio, not a baseball man. Don't you pitch around Chase Utley at this point? I mean, I'm just saying, pitch to anybody else. I don't care who, Ryan Howard, I don't care who it is. Don't pitch to Chase Utley. Why? Why would you do that? Why? Why do that? I don't understand it. He's the only guy that can kill you in this series. The only one. Yeah, you know, let's see. Posada's putting down fastball up and in. He's putting down slider low and away. No. Oh, there it is. The hanging curveball. Yes. Right down the middle. That's the pitch I'm going to shake my head yes to. Come on. What are you doing? What are you doing? That Yankee pitching staff?
Oh, they suck.
Are you serious? Stop pitching to Chase Utley. Stop pitching to Chase Utley. Somebody, anybody. I'm sitting there watching that game with my kid. And I'm like, really? Raul Labanez hasn't hit anything? Yes, fastball down the middle. Chase Utley's hit everything. Yes, let's throw him a big hanging curveball. Ryan Howard, who hasn't hit anything, is in a danger right now. Yeah, we'll throw him the sharp sweeping curveballs. Again, I understand. I'm not a baseball manager. I don't even own a team. But I guarantee you, Chase Utley's not hitting two bombs off of me. After the first one, ear hole. He's not getting another hit. He's not going to see another pitch over the plate. I don't care if the bases are loaded. I don't care if the bases are empty. I don't care if I'm up by five or down by ten. Dude's getting the four balls. And frankly, I wouldn't even walk him. I'd hit Chase Utley every time just to conserve my pitcher's arm. It's not going to happen. I'm a little fired up over the series. What do you want from me? 800-777-2907. Scott in Florida, you're on Sporting News Radio. Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. Thank you for the segue. Here's my thing. I'm here in the Panhandle in Florida, and the big deal is the Brendan Spikes issue also. Mm-hmm. You said put it in the ear hole. What's the difference between throwing a 95-mile fastball at somebody's head and then the difference of taking it in the mere passion with the eyes?
There's a big difference. I think when you're a baseball player, if you're going to get hit, you're probably going to take yourself out of the way. By the way, and when I say ear hole, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to throw at the guy's head. Legitimately, I'd put it on his hip, but legitimately, he's going to get out of the way. The fact that Shane Victorino squared around the bunt and almost broke his hand is his fault, not the pitcher's fault. Okay, if you're going to bunt, you're going to get a high fastball, but I don't think anybody's trying to hit somebody in the head with a pitch. Ear hole is a common way of saying hit the guy. That's the bottom line. And there is a big difference between throwing at a guy and trying to rip his eyeball out. I mean, again, you know, it's Hannibal Lecter or Manu Ginobili killing a bat. I mean, it's the complete opposite ends of the spectrum, brother. You guys are killing me. 800-777-2907. Your calls. And Matt Hayes on college football next on Sporting News Radio.
Don't we all love something for free?
Go to LifeLock.com. Enter the promo code SPORTS.
There's something happening across America. People aren't just calling themselves DirecTV customers. They're calling themselves fans. That's because DirecTV has exclusive sports packages like NFL Sunday Ticket and free NASCAR Hot Pass. DirecTV has the most HD channels with over 130, soon to be over 200, and 50 times more movies available in 1080p. Perhaps that's why DirecTV is ranked number one in customer satisfaction among all TV service providers. So don't just watch TV. Become a huge fan. Switch to DirecTV today. Call 1-888-746-1414. There's no equipment to buy and no startup costs. Packages start at just $29.99 a month. Call 1-888-746-1414. That's 1-888-746-1414. Sports subscription sold separately. New customers only on approved credit. Credit card required except Massachusetts and Pennsylvania. Hardware lease and programming commitment required and available separately. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
You're listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
I'm Rob Bushko. World Series Game 6 comes your way from Yankee Stadium on Wednesday. Pedro Martinez up against Andy Pettitte. Pedro, happy that just a couple of months ago he wasn't even working.
Well, this team is unique in so many ways. Yesterday was a very good example of stubbornness and desire to go out there and win. I'm so thankful to have been part of this team and be able to experience it.
7:57 is your first pitch. Yankees trying to win their 27th title in team history, and it would be their first since the 2000 season. College football, a couple of big games. Of course, you got Bama and LSU. How about Penn State taking on Ohio State? Joe Pa's got a lot of respect for Terrell Pryor.
And he started a little bit slow, to be frank with him, but the last few games he's been very, very overpowering, really. He's running well. He's throwing the ball well deep. So I think that he's improved. He has improved.
Let's talk some NBA. Celtics, they're good. Enough said.
He's ready to go. J.R. Gittins kick out Lester Hudson for three, and it's good.
At some point, Celtics had last year four wins of 30 or more.
And they're looking at another one here. $1.28 left. 102-71. Lester Hudson on that tray. That's the Celtics Radio Network and WEEI. 95-82. Cavs pulling away from the Wizards in the fourth quarter. 3 minutes left. Nugs 107-84 at Indiana. 2 minutes left. Pistons and Magic exchanging blows. 56-55. Detroit in the third. Heat 75-64 over the Suns in the third. Bucks 49-29 over the Bulls at the break. Lakers at the half up 152-51 over Oak City. Jazz 32-28 over the Mavs. Hawks and Blazers coming up. And how about this? The big least, if you will. Lemoyne in exhibition 82-79 over the Q's. That's the latest sporting news flash. More with Monty on SNR.
You're listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Look, John, we're breaking up. I can't be with a zero.
Thanks.
Four.
Calling me a zero.
What?
During the Volkswagen Sign the Drive event, you can lease a CC Tiguan or Jetta for practically just your signature. Zero down, zero first month's payment, zero do it signing, so zero's got to be good, right?
You're missing the point. You're too high maintenance.
Every Volkswagen comes with 3 years or 36,000 miles of no-charge scheduled carefree maintenance. You're making me blush now.
Okay, I'm leaving now.
You want to hurry over to the VW dealership and sign and drive the Volkswagen you've always wanted. Good thinking, Honey Bear.
Why do you always fuck that?
I think she's the one.
The Volkswagen Sign and Drive event is back. For a limited time, lease a select Volkswagen for zero down, zero first month's payment, and zero due at signing. There's zero wrong with that.
Offer expires November 30, 2009. Offer valid only on the new 2010 Volkswagen Jetta, CC, or Tiguan. For example, get a 2010 Jetta S with manual transmission for $259 a month for 39 months and pay nothing at signing, excluding tax, title options, and dealer charges. See dealer for details or call 1-800-DRIVE-EW. Carefree maintenance covers the vehicle's scheduled maintenance during the terms of the new vehicle limited warranty. See dealer for details.
Hi, Vince Dooley here. I am happy to partner with the folks at Kroger to celebrate the remarkable history of the Bulldogs and the book I have written called Dooley's Playbook. This must-have book features 34 of the most significant plays in Bulldog history. Why 34? Because that was a number worn by Herschel Walker, one of the greatest players I've ever coached. Each play that I selected is brought to life by the beautiful artwork of acclaimed painter Steve Penley. This, folks, is a real Georgia Bulldog playbook. Over the next few weeks, I'll be traveling to Kroger stores throughout Georgia where you can purchase a signed copy and we can talk about the Dogs. I'll be at the new Warner Robins Kroger in Bon Air on Wednesday, November the 4th from 4 till 6 p.m. signing copies. So come on out, tell me about your favorite play, and pick up a signed copy of Dooley's Playbook for yourself or for a football lover in your family. It will make a great Christmas gift. Thank you for supporting Kroger, and thank you for supporting the Dogs. Hi, Vince Dooley here. I am happy to partner with the folks at Kroger to celebrate the remarkable history of the Bulldogs and the book I have written called Dooley's Playbook. This must-have book features 34 of the most significant plays in Bulldog history. Why 34? Because that was a number worn by Herschel Walker, one of the greatest players I've ever coached. Each play that I selected is brought to life by the beautiful artwork of acclaimed painter Steve Penley. This, folks, is a real Georgia Bulldog playbook. Over the next few weeks, I'll be traveling to Kroger stores throughout Georgia where you can purchase a signed copy and we can talk about the Dogs. I'll be at the new Warner Robins Kroger in Bon Air on Wednesday, November the 4th from 4 till 6 p.m. signing copies. So come on out, tell me about your favorite play, and pick up a signed copy of Dooley's Playbook for yourself or for a football lover in your family. It will make a great Christmas gift. Thank you for supporting Kroger, and thank you for supporting the Dogs.
Want to know where our shows are broadcasting next? Curious if we're doing a promotion in your neck of the woods? Find out at 790thezone.com.
Pressure coming. Fires for the end zone. Ball caught. Malcolm Williams. Touchdown, Texas. Williams in the back of the end zone. Holds it in with 9 seconds to go in the half.
From the LifeLock studios of SNR, The Monty Show is back.
See, that's disgusting to me. I mean, that you hear that call on the Longhorn Radio Network, and it's like, oh, wow, Texas is powerful. High-powered offense. They're scoring on everybody. Well, everybody is like the Girl Scouts. They're scoring on my AAU club team. And they're like a basketball club team. They haven't played anybody. What is it that's so impressive about that? I am not an AP BCS fan. I'm just not. I'm not. Matt Hayes will join us in a minute, but let me bang some calls. 800-777-2907. James in Gainesville, you're on Sporting News Radio. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How's it?
I'm doing good. Hey, I just wanted to put a word in there for Brandon Spikes. You know, nobody's taking it. The boy's a good Christian boy. Mm-hmm. Plus, he stuck his fingers in there to wipe the man's mask off. His shield was dirty.
Oh, he is such a nice guy, isn't he?
Yeah. See, he's being nice for the man.
Come on now. I will say this, James. I believe that what he... They went after Spikes earlier in the game. I believe that that's what was on that tape. I really do think that Georgia tried to get to him.
Right.
And they succeeded,
yep.
By the way. So, I understand, James, and I appreciate your thoughts on Spikes being a nice Christian boy. I don't agree with you. But to me, I understand why he was upset. Don in New York, you're on Sporting News Radio. Hello.
Monty, is there not a bigger money pressure pitcher in the game today than Andy Pettit? This guy is battle hardened, playoff tested. Can you tell me off the top of your head who would you want pitching in a big game other than this guy right now in a playoff game?
Yeah, he's one of, not on 3 days rest, but he's one of the guys that I'd love to have out there.
Oh, forget it. The adrenaline's going to be pumping. Yankee Stadium is going to be rabid. Okay?
And he is 3-1 in postseason on 3 days rest, so.
This guy, I mean, and this, you know, this is talking about inauguration of the wild card system. Yeah, that probably a bad adjective there, but anyway, this guy is money in the bank in pressure situations.
He is.
I mean, setting aside the steroids, of course, and who knows how many players are on steroids, you know, if you listen to Jose Canseco, it's 85%. But anyway,
right.
You know, forget about it, you know. There is no bigger rivalry in sports than New York and Philly, okay? We hate Philadelphia. And I'm an unabashed Mets lover. But the enemy is my friend. So go Yanks. I'm out. Peace.
All right, Don in New York, always good. I think it's very interesting. It is very interesting. The heat that is around this thing. Girardi has not helped himself. Sorry. I think he's brutally mismanaged his pitching staff. He really has. Having all these guys on 3 days rest, if Andy Pettit blows up, Girardi should quit. I mean, he should quit before that game. I mean, he should quit before game 7. If Pettit blows himself up, he should quit before game 7. Because this is on Girardi. It really is. All right, 1-800-777-2907. Your calls continue in a bit. But first, Matt Hayes, Sporting News Today, College Football Insider. Matt, I'm devastated at the news that Sharpley is now the number 2 quarterback for Notre Dame, mainly because Dane Crist has a torn ACL. Is that a significant deal for them, you think?
Well, I guess if Clawson gets hurt, it's a significant deal, but I think Monty, if any starting quarterback gets hurt, it's probably a significant deal for 95% of Division I program. So, yeah, it's a significant deal, yeah.
Yeah, and by the way, Dane Crist is a pretty good quarterback. It's interesting. Everybody says that Notre Dame doesn't have talent and Charlie hasn't done his job, but they played in San Antonio for a reason. And by the way, they've got a lot of talent on that team. It is, and my problem here, Matt, again, and I found out last time that you're a BCS.
It's almost time for Atlanta Hawks basketball.
And he nails it! Joe Johnson hits a long three and the Hawks lead by five.
This is the McDonald's pregame show, brought to you by McDonald's McCafe. McDonald's, I'm loving it. We're closing in on tip-off, and before the Hawks hit the hardwood, we'll get you ready for all the action.
Alley-oop for Josh Smith and a reverse slam! Oh my goodness! Brings the house down!
This is the McDonald's pregame show. And here's your hosts, Sam Radin and 3D Dennis Scott.
Hawks try to win in a hostile environment tonight at the Rose Garden in Portland. I'm Sam Radin. It's the McDonald's pregame show as we get you set for the Hawks and the Blazers coming up at the top of the hour. Steve Holman standing by with the call in Portland at the Rose Garden. And like we always do about this time, I'm a man of the people. We give you the first 5 minutes of every McDonald's pregame show here on the Hawks Radio Network, presented to you by Coors Light. And the number to join the program, 404-233-7979, star 790, a free call if you got an AT&T wireless handy. I'm a man of the people, so you guys get to sound off in the first 5 minutes of every McDonald's pregame show. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. Tell a friend. Here's your chance to sound off and immediately following the game as well on the Bacardi postgame show. Let's set the stage for you. The Hawks come into tonight's matchup 2-1, Blazers 2-2. They've had a rough go of it schedule-wise thus far. The Hawks looked excellent in the fourth quarter against the Pacers in their first game a week ago yesterday, holding Indiana off defensively in that fourth quarter, and they looked great defensively last Friday against Washington. They looked putrid defensively against the Lakers last night, allowing Los Angeles to shoot 52.9% from the floor and put up a total of 118 points. The Lakers came into last night, now admittedly in two games, scoring fewer than 90 points per game. The Hawks hit their average at 110 offensively. In fact, Joe Johnson absolutely lit things up for the Hawks, making 7 of his first 8 before Mike Woodson sat him down in that first quarter of play. But then the Hawks were absolutely incapable of slowing the Lakers down offensively at all. They got outscored in the second and third quarters by a total of 71-51, and that's how the Lakers won the game. Kobe went off. He had 41 points, but also 21 from Andrew Bynum. He was 8 of 14 from the floor. Ron Artest got some easy buckets. Lamar Odom darn near put up a triple-double with 11, 14 rebounds, and 8 assists. And so right now it's got me begging the question. If you're a Hawks fan, do you feel like the Hawks, after embarking on this road trip to play Sunday at Los Angeles, tonight at Portland, tomorrow at Sacramento, who, by the way, got 48 points from Kevin Martin last night. We'll hear from them coming up around 5 minutes when we go around the NBA. And then this coming Friday, they play at Charlotte to wrap up the four-game trip. Do they need to win one of the two marquee road games, Sunday against Los Angeles, which they did not, or tonight against Portland, in order for this road trip to be a success? Because they can still go 2-2 on the road trip, which by any account is good in the NBA, if they pick up victories against Sacramento tomorrow and then Charlotte on Friday. We know the Bobcats are better. We know Sacramento is capable of putting up some points. And we know that the second night of a back-to-back, especially in two different cities, can be really tough on a club. So there's no guarantee that the Hawks do go 2-2 over this road trip, even if they do lose tonight. But is tonight a must-win for the Hawks? Now, we'll check in with Steve Holman around 15 minutes from now and get the injury update on LaMarcus Aldridge. He is very questionable for tonight's game for Portland. He's got a bone bruise in his knee, which he suffered on Sunday against Oklahoma City. X-rays did come up negative, but LaMarcus Aldridge might be a no-go for Portland. That could mean a whole lot more for Greg Oden. But your stat of the night, the Blazers have won 9 of their past 10 home games against the Hawks at the Rose Garden, and the Hawks have averaged only 92.3 points per game over that stretch. We look forward to taking your phone calls here on the McDonald's pregame show at 404-233-7979. Star 790 is a free call on the AT&T Wireless. The Hawks' last victory against Portland came in their last home matchup against the Blazers, March the 15th. Of 2009, a game the Hawks won relatively easy, and they got that done on the defensive end as well by a final of 98-80. So we'll take your thoughts. Is this a must-win game for the Hawks in order to have a successful road trip? In other words, to post a victory in one of these marquee matchups. But that said, the Hawks still have two road games remaining after tonight. It's your chance. Tell a friend to sound off in the first 5 minutes of every Hawks broadcast here in the McDonald's pregame show. Todd's in Buckhead. Todd, my buddy, what's going on? Welcome to the McDonald's pregame show.
And it is basketball season, Sam.
That's right, Todd. You wouldn't know it talking to all the football as we do around here, but it's definitely basketball season.
The answer to the question is, in order for this road trip to be a success, they need to beat Portland. Los Angeles and Portland are at the top of the competitors list out on the West, so you need to beat at least one of the competitors. You've already lost to one, so you need to win this one. Sacramento and Charlotte are bottom seeders. Beating them doesn't really mean that much, and you're not sending much of a message. So that's the answer to your question. Yes, they need to beat Portland for it to be a success.
Now, that said, before I let you go, Todd, as much as the Hawks have struggled on the road, I mean, they won 16 road games last year, and that was enough to get them 47 wins as a team. If they go 2-2, are you satisfied with that split, or you feel like you must have a marquee win as a notch in your belt?
It needs to be a marquee win, Sam. They need to beat Portland for this to be a successful road trip. Charlotte and Sacramento are bottom feeders, man.
Yeah, you're right about Sacramento for sure, Todd. Thanks a lot for the phone call. As always, we look forward to speaking with you afterwards on our Bacardi postgame show, as always. Although Sacramento did post a good victory their last time out. We'll get into that coming up in a couple minutes when we look around the NBA. That's what's on the horizon. Steve Holman will join us as well. The Hawks and the Blazers coming up at the top of the hour. I'm Sam Reed. It's the McDonald's pregame show on the Hawks Radio Network.
We need your help and 50,000 of your friends. The United States is bidding to host the FIFA World Cup in either 2018 or 2022. And Atlanta is among 27 cities that could host a match. Show your support for Atlanta's candidacy to be selected for the FIFA World Cup bid by signing the petition to bring the game to Atlanta. Our goal is 50,000 signatures. Go to www.gousabid.com/Atlanta today.
It's time for the Daily Buzz. A look inside Yellow Jacket Athletics. Heard exclusively on 790 The Zone.
Running back Jonathan Dwyer ran for a career-high 186 rushing yards and three touchdowns in the Yellow Jackets' 56-31 victory over the Vanderbilt Commodores. After the game, J.D. shared his thoughts on the Yellow Jackets' performance.
Coach Bland and the other coaches challenged me this week and told me if I go out there and run hard, big play is going to happen. And, you know, Josh was out there on the field telling me just keep hitting it, and it was going to pop. This shows, you know, how committed we are of, you know, being accountable of our actions and just being an all-around-sided offense.
The 10th-ranked Yellow Jackets will host the Wake Forest Demon Deacons this Saturday at 3:30 p.m.
This has been the Daily Buzz on 790 The Zone, presented by the Paul Johnson Call-In Show. Join us live each Wednesday night at 7 at Fox Sports Grill and Atlantic Station.
Fox Sports Grill at Atlantic Station is the place to be every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 for the Paul Johnson Show. Wes Durham will be joined by the Jackets head coach each week to talk about the program, the ACC, or anything else you want to discuss. You can ask questions of the coach live or call into the show at 866-477-7020. What better way to get all the info you want on the Jackets than from the head coach himself? So be there Wednesday nights at 7 for the Paul Johnson Radio Show from ISP Sports.
You're listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
AI into the lane, hangs in the air. 10-footer on the way is good. There's Allen Iverson's first basket as a Memphis Grizzly, and he's got his first two of the night and puts the Grizzlies up by two.
That's his shot.
First bucket of the season for AI with the Memphis Grizzlies of Sam Raiden, courtesy of the Memphis Grizzlies Radio Network. That'll kickstart us around the NBA. We're getting you set for the Hawks and the Blazers tonight from the Rose Garden. Look forward to doing that with you over the course of the next 20-plus minutes. We'll also check in with Steve Holman. He'll give us the latest on the injury situation for LaMarcus Aldridge in Portland. The Blazers come into this game with a mark of 2-2 on the season. The Hawks come in 2-1, but after suffering their first loss of the season on Sunday against the Lakers by a count of 118-110. The first 5 minutes of every McDonald's pregame show, as you know, devoted to our dedicated listeners on the Hawks Radio Network. Thanks to Todd and Buckhead for helping kickstart that. We'll do it again tomorrow, the first 5 minutes of the McDonald's pregame show, when the Hawks take on the Sacramento Kings. Speaking of the Sacramento Kings, we heard Allen Iverson's first basket coming in from the break. Iverson scored 11 points last night in less than 18 minutes of run. After the game, had some choice comments for his head coach, Lionel Hollins, thinking he might deserve a little bit more PT than to come off the bench. We know about how he felt as being a sixth man in Detroit last year. The story in this game, though, was Kevin Martin and the offense for the Kings. Martin finished with 48. The game went to overtime, and Sacramento finished it strong.
There's Martin penetrating, kicks to Nocione, three for the Clincher.
Yes!
121-112. The Kings hit their 14th long-distance connection of the night.
Courtesy of the Kings Radio Network, very excited as Sacramento posts their first win of the season, first win in the Paul Westphal era as well. They won it 127-118 in overtime last night over the Memphis Grizzlies. Also last night, and we'll get to a look at today's NBA scoreboard as well, as a couple of games have now gone final. The marquee matchup could have been in the Big Apple, where the Knicks were looking for their first victory over the New Orleans Hornets. Chris Paul had a huge game, but would it be enough for New Orleans?
We got to find ways to finish each quarter. You know, I was saying, you know, the last minute 30 seconds, minute 45 seconds of each quarter is very crucial. You know, when teams go on those little 504 runs, those hurt you in the end. You know, so we got to be a team that closes out quarters.
Yeah, in effect, it wasn't enough. The Knicks won that game 117-111. Chris Paul did have a pretty big night, though, for New Orleans. He finished the game with a pretty good stat line, including for Chris Paul, 32 points on 12 of 18, shooting 4 of 5 from the arc, 5 rebounds, 13 assists with only 2 turnovers in the contest. But the Knicks pick up their first victory of the season. They get a season-high 28 points from David Lee. Heading into tonight's NBA scoreboard, we'll take a look at a couple games that have now gone final. This one helps out the Hawks a little bit from the Southeast Division perspective. The Cavs top the Wizards by a count of 102-90, despite 22 points and 7 boards for Gilbert Arenas. LeBron James leading the way for Cleveland. He had 27, 8, and 6 assists. Also, Denver tops Indiana 111-93, 25 points for Carmelo Anthony. Remember, the Nuggets will be at the Highlight Factory on Saturday. Hawks.com is where you head to get tickets. Celtics blow out the Sixers by a count of 105-74. Boston still undefeated. They're now 5-0 on the season. Miami and Phoenix are tied up at 84, 7-18 remaining in the fourth quarter of that ball game. Leandro Barbosa not playing tonight for Phoenix due to a wrist injury. He's also questionable for tomorrow's matchup against the Orlando Magic. That might not be good news for Hawks fans. Speaking of Orlando, they lead Detroit 72-71, 6:51 to play in the fourth quarter. No Tayshaun Prince or Rip Hamilton in this game for the Pistons. Tayshaun Prince out with a back injury. It snaps a string of 496 consecutive games played. He's second to only Andre Miller amongst active consecutive game streaks. That ends tonight. And this might surprise you a bit. The Lakers tied with the Thunder at 66 apiece. That game late in the third quarter. Also third quarter, Milwaukee leads Chicago 56-50. Utah on top of Dallas 37-35 in a low-scoring game at the half. And that's a look at tonight's NBA scoreboard. One more injury note from around the NBA. Bucks guard Michael Redd's going to miss at least 2 weeks due to a knee injury. He left Saturday's game against the Pistons in the third quarter with an MRI showing that he does have injury to his tendon. Reds missed 90 games in the last 4 years due to that same left knee that's been bothering him. We'll get you set for the Hawks and the Blazers. Speaking of injuries, we'll find out from Steve Holman whether or not LaMarcus Aldridge will be a go tonight for Portland when the Hawks look to win in a place that's been hostile in the Rose Garden. I'm Sam Radin. It's the McDonald's pregame show on the Hawks Radio Network.
If you've never been to the Highlight Factory, this is what momentum feels like.
Jeff Johnson!
This is what a 4th straight season of more wins than the year before sounds like. This season, Joe, Josh, Mike, Al, Marvin, and Zaza, they're all back for one highlight after another.
Josh Smith!
Hey, look around. They're not alone. Last year, 18 sellouts, 34 home wins, and with 14 Friday night games this season, Phillips Arena's the place to be. And now we got Jamal Crawford with 3 50-point games under his belt and first-round pick Jeff Teague to keep this...
Oh!
To keep this party going all season long. Atlanta Hawks basketball. Now you know.
Get 4 tickets and 4 Chick-fil-A combo meals starting at only $89 as the Hawks battle the Denver Nuggets on Saturday, November 7th at 7. For tickets, visit Hawks.com or call 1-866-715-1500.
Logos Grill and Pub and the Atlanta Hawks are looking forward to a crazy good basketball season. Let's start with the unveiling of a new Atlanta flagship store in Sandy Springs, a freestanding store located just south of the Chattahoochee River Bridge on Roswell Road near Huntcliffe. It's fully remodeled, has a fantastic outdoor patio, and now you know it's hoops fan friendly, baby. For other locations, visit locosgrill.com and make a fast break to Locos to watch your favorite teams play. Award-winning wings, sandwiches, salads, and burgers at Locos Grill and Pub. It's crazy good.
You know Atlanta plays and wins here. 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 And here. Beau Rivage Resort and Casino, MGM Mirage's destination just an hour away on Mississippi's Gulf Coast. Visit whereatlantaplays.com and start your own winning streak with high-energy gaming, a Tom Fazio-designed golf course, non-stop nightlife, and more. Book your air-inclusive package at whereatlantaplays.com. Beau Rivage, where Atlanta plays. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
Marvin looks, hands it off to Joe. Joe Johnson guarded by Artest now. Now Joe behind a pick, shoots the three. Joe's got another one. He's got 14, and the Hawks tie the game at 17. Joe Johnson, 6 of 7 on the night.
We just got to have some type of presence, man. We're too soft. You know, we're getting way too many layups. And like I said, we just got to take the ownership and guard our own man. And if we do get beat, we got to have a help side, and we just don't have none of that right now.
Yeah, you heard Steve Holman right. Joe Johnson scored 14 of the Hawks' first 17. He made 7 of his first 8 field goals to get him to 18 first-half points, first quarter points, in fact, against the Los Angeles Lakers on Sunday. It wouldn't be enough, though, as Joe finished with 27. He finished 1 of 8 from the floor in his last 8 field goal attempts, and the Hawks lose it by a count of 118 to 110. That doesn't stop us from making Joe Johnson our Hawks high flyer. I'm Sam Radin. It's the McDonald's pregame show. Joe Johnson coming up with a big offensive tally, 3 of 6 from behind the arc. He also had a very respectable 9 rebounds, 4 assists, and only 1 turnover. It wasn't the offense that hurt the Hawks in Sunday night's loss to the Los Angeles Lakers. It was the defense. Joe refers to that as he brings us back in from the break as well about trying to man up. Now, we never need to ask Steve Holman to man up. He joins us from the Rose Garden in Portland. Steve, is that something that the Hawks spent that extra practice time in Los Angeles working on the defensive end of the floor when they had the extra layover day yesterday?
Yes, it wasn't a long practice, but it was one that they really kind of keyed in on that kind of stuff. And pretty much what Joe just said in that post-game cut, I'm pretty sure that's pretty much mirrors what he heard from Mike Woodson after the game was over. So it was kind of that same theme yesterday. It was... you know, it was one of those practices when you're playing 5 games in 7 nights. It's not a lot of hard physical work, but they went over a lot of stuff, and they basically said to man up a little bit like Joe did. And, you know, we'll see how that works out tonight against this Portland team. And it may be a good time to play them early in the year. Of course, we thought that about the Lakers, too, the other night.
Now, I say it wasn't the offense really that let the Hawks down, but that said, 19 turnovers, and it led to a slew of Lakers points. And really in the third quarter is when it kind of unraveled. It was an 18-0 run or something like that for Los Angeles, and a lot of it was keyed on points off turnovers.
Yeah, it got away from them in that third quarter, and that's a poise thing, composure kind of thing. And the veterans on this team, Joe Smith in particular and Jamal Crawford, were talking about that at practice yesterday, how, you know, they've got to keep their cool. Josh had a couple of calls go against him there in one little stretch, and, you know, that kind of left the train went off the tracks at that point for him. And he had one of those nights, you know. I mean, he just, you know, and guys like Zaza had a bad night. You know, he just wasn't in it mentally at some points the other night. So, you know, they've got to get their heads back in it and realize that this is a team that a lot of people are thinking is going to do some great things this year. And after 47 wins last year, they're going to find that it's not as easy as they might think at some points, because teams are going to be kind of gunning for you now. They know you're fourth in the East, and they know that you're one of the teams that had home court advantage. And everywhere you go, there are articles written about this is one of the top young teams in the East, up and coming still, and, you know, has a chance to be third maybe in the East. So, you know, they've got to live up to the billings right now and maybe stop reading some of the clippings, even though it is early in the year.
Just to put some numbers to your point on Josh Smith, it was kind of his first clunker of the season, 7 points on 3 of 10. He did have 7 assists, but 5 turnovers and only 5 rebounds in 32 minutes of run in that ballgame. Let's talk about Jeff Teague for a second. We talked about him heading into the Lakers game and whether or not he'd be in awe of the bright lights and the celebrities. In the fourth quarter, he kind of stole the show. He had a huge dunk in the game.
Yeah, he stayed right with it, too, and he made that long shot, which really helped him, I think, as far as his confidence. And, you know, he was the one who brought them right back into that thing. And, you know, if Jabal Crawford hits a three there, they get the lead down to 7. But they gave up that offensive rebound to Kobe, and he got an easy basket. And, you know, I'm not saying they would have won that game, but they came right back and, you know, and had a chance to be right back in it. They made Phil Jackson bring in all of his starters again.
Let's focus in on tonight and the Portland Trailblazers for a second. LaMarcus Aldridge left their last game on Sunday with that bone bruise, and they had just signed him to an extension, and obviously he had a tremendous second season for them last year. What's LaMarcus Aldridge's status for tonight's game?
Well, as of right now, he's in their lineup, so I think he's okay. I believe he practiced yesterday, too, so it was one of those things. He came out, and, you know, they wanted to make sure he was okay, and I guess he is okay, so... He's out there and in the starting lineup tonight.
Now, we know it's a nice facility there at the Rose Garden, but the Hawks haven't been too comfortable there, losing 9 of 10. We all know about that Texas three-step every year, but Portland's a place that's kind of been a bugaboo a little bit for the Hawks, as much success as they've had at home against the Blazers. Why is that?
Well, this place here is very loud. It's bigger than the old Rose Garden, but it's just as loud. People are just as close, really. The seats are very close to the floor. You know, when you go all the way back to the old Portland Coliseum when the Trailblazers played there many years ago, it's always been a great crowd, you know, and it's the same thing here. It looks like it's going to be a sellout again tonight, and this team is very good, too, this Portland team. So it's a loud place. It's an intimidating kind of place. The Hawks had a 17-point lead a couple of years ago, I remember, lost that game at the end. I think we won here in 2006 was the last time, the 2005-2006, but like you said, it's been 9 out of 10, so it's been kind of a house of horrors, much like the Salt Lake City, the old Delta Center, used to be, or
yeah,
still
it's
is.
It's been a pretty rough schedule thus far for Portland, and they're probably licking their chops for another home game. Steve, have a great call tonight.
All right, Sam, thank you.
Steve Holman live from the Rose Garden. Portland's schedule thus far, they defeated Houston on opening night, then lost to Denver, and then lost at Houston following that. They follow that up with the victory against Oklahoma City. They are 2-2 on the season. We come back from the break. We'll get into our spotlight matchup, figure out what the Hawks need to do in order to shake off that monkey on the back that is playing at the Rose Garden. I'm Sam Radin. It's the McDonald's pregame show on the Hawks Radio Network.
Hi, Vince Dooley here. I am happy to partner with the folks at Kroger to celebrate the remarkable history of the Bulldogs in the book I have written called Dooley's Playbook. This must-have book features 34 of the most significant plays in Bulldog history. Why 34? Because that was a number worn by Herschel Walker, one of the greatest players I've ever coached. Each play that I selected is brought to life by the beautiful artwork of acclaimed painter Steve Pendle. This, folks, is a real Georgia Bulldog playbook. Over the next few weeks, I'll be traveling to Kroger stores throughout Georgia where you can purchase a signed copy and we can talk about the Dogs. I'll be at the new Warner Robins Kroger in Bon Air on Wednesday, November the 4th from 4 till 6 p.m. signing copies. So come on out, tell me about your favorite play, and pick up a signed copy of Dooley's Playbook for yourself or for a football lover in your family. It will make a great Christmas gift. Thank you for supporting Kroger, and thank you for supporting the Dogs.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
You're listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
You know, we got to get back to
with the mindset that we're going to defend and rebound the ball and not turn it over. I mean, I thought tonight we were so sluggish with the basketball and throwing it all over the gym, and they had a lot to do with it because they got up in us defensively and we went the other way.
Not a good defensive showing for the Hawks their last time out on Sunday. A lot of season high, 118 points to the Lakers in their first loss of the season. I'm Sam Radin, some McDonald's pregame shows. We get you set for the Hawks and the Blazers tonight. It's game number 4 of the season, game 2 of this 4-game road trip in which the Hawks have started out 0-1. Time now to delve into our spotlight matchup. There's a couple of appealing ones when you look at the starting lineups. Greg Oden's in it right now for the Portland Trailblazers. It'll be interesting to watch Oden, especially if LaMarcus Aldridge is a little bit limited. It's the first time the Hawks have played Greg Oden. He's missed all the previous 4 meetings since he became an NBA player due to injury. He averaged 8.9 points per game as a rookie. This year, 6.5 points per game, 10 boards per game, and 2.8 blocks per game. But I'm going to go away from there. It's not going to be Greg Oden the first time he squares off against the Hawks. And Al Horford against this dominating rebounding front line, including Aldridge and Oden. It's going to be the benches for both these teams. The Hawks bench was probably at their finest offensively in the Lakers game. They put up well over 40 points. Jamal Crawford, Jeff Teague, both with good games. We know how good the bench was on Friday of last week against the Washington Wizards. But the bench for Portland is particularly good. And I made the comment a couple weeks back. Andre Miller coming to Portland is a fantastic move for the Blazers. He is a solid veteran player and always comes up big against the Hawks. He's looming on that bench. Jared Bayless as well. Rudy Fernandez has had some big games against the Hawks. And Travis Outlaw, who's also had some big games against the Hawks. Joel Prisvilla as well is a guy that can rebound the basketball well. So if the spotlight matchup has to be in one stat category, I'll put it on rebounding. If it's going to be in one particular unit against the other, I'll put it on the benches. The Hawks bench must show up on both ends of the floor in order for them to come up with a marquee victory tonight against a Portland Trailblazers team that comes in at 2-2. The Hawks come in at 2-1, looking for their second victory in the last 11 meetings against Portland in the Rose Garden. Steve Holman is standing by with the call. We'll find out. And stick around for the Bacardi postgame show with plenty more of your phone calls immediately following the game as well. I'm Sam Radin. It's been the McDonald's pregame show presented by Coors Light and the Atlanta Hawks Radio Network.
You're minutes away from tip-off and Atlanta Hawks basketball.
Joe drives past Pierce, the running right-hander. Good! Joe Johnson has tied the game!
This has been the McDonald's pregame show, brought to you by McDonald's McCafe. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Tip-off is minutes away with the legendary voice of the Hawks, Steve Holman.
Josh Smith catches and jams on the alley-oop.
Mike Bibby, what a pass from Mike Bibby.
So settle in and get ready for the best of Atlanta Hawks basketball.
Three-pointer, Joe Johnson, bang! Joe Johnson, and the Hawks lead 108-104. What a clutch shot by Joe Johnson.
This has been the McDonald's pregame show.
Hi, Vince Stewart here. I am happy to partner with the folks at Kroger to celebrate the remarkable history of the Bulldogs in the book I have written called Dooley's Playbook. This must-have book features 34 of the most significant plays in Bulldog history. Why 34? Because that was the number worn by Herschel Walker, one of the greatest players I've ever coached. Each play that I selected is brought to life by the beautiful artwork of acclaimed painter Steve Penley. This, folks, is a real Georgia Bulldog playbook. Over the next few weeks, I'll be traveling to Kroger stores throughout Georgia where you can purchase a signed copy and we can talk about the Dogs. I'll be at the new Warner Robins Kroger in Bon Air on Wednesday, November the 4th from 4 till 6 p.m. signing copies. So come on out, tell me about your favorite play, and pick up a signed copy of Dooley's Playbook for yourself or for a football lover in your family. It will make a great Christmas gift. Thank you for supporting Kroger, and thank you for supporting the Dogs.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding. outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at doublemyspeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at doublemyspeed.com. That's doublemyspeed.com.
790 The Zone is the home of the Atlanta Hawks. WQXI Atlanta, a big league broadcasting company.